Good morning. This is Morning Edition at 6:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. About 150,000 Pennsylvania small businesses have received the federal shutdown loan known as the Paycheck Protection Program. But for many of those businesses, requirements for the loan to be forgiven are difficult to meet. Keystone Crossroads' Miles Bryan reports.
Nicole Marquis was thrilled to receive a PPP loan last month. She runs a bunch of restaurants in Philly and had to lay off most of her 200 or so employees when the pandemic hit. But for the loan to be forgiven, you're supposed to rehire all of your laid-off workers pronto. Marquis says she just can't do that right now.
We really, really want to. It was a heartbreaking experience to lay off so many loyal employees. But we have no place to put them, and there's not enough work for them to do.
Marquis says she doesn't want to pull employees off boosted unemployment benefits, where many are making more money than they would be on the job, before she knows when she'll be back at full capacity. Frank Sullivan has been hearing that a lot. He helps small businesses with their loan applications at Hyperion Bank.
The most important thing that I've heard from our borrowers is that there's a legitimate concern for their workers. You know, is this going to hurt them or help them?
A growing number of businesses are pushing federal officials to let them spend more of the PPP loan on non-payroll costs like rent. On Monday, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said he was open to tweaking the program. For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Miles Bryan.